跟住落嚟咧，系有读经嘅时候。今日读嘅经文咧，喺腓立比书四章四至七节。你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。应当一无挂虑，凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。圣经读毕，愿神祝福他的话语。跟住落嚟是有正道的时候，今日是由英文堂李安直传道为我们正道。主题是在主里喜乐，全译是有曾宇恒弟兄。A sense, please.
Well, good afternoon, church.
各位大家好。
If you haven't had the opportunity to meet me, my name is Antek. I serve here as children and teens ministry pastor, and it is a great privilege and an honor for me to be able to be here sharing the gospel, the word of God this afternoon.
如果大家仲未有机会认识我嘅话，我嘅名叫李安直，我喺呢度嘅侍奉岗位系儿童及青少年嘅传道。今朝早好荣幸可以喺呢度同大家分享神嘅话语。
Now, last time I was standing here introducing myself to you, there were more than 100 of you.
我喺呢度同系嚟到介绍我自己，呢度有多超过过百位嘅你哋。
And even though most of you are not here with us physically in person, I just hope and pray that God will unite us through the Holy Spirit and that He will speak to us in a meaningful way, wherever we are, wherever you are.
雖然各位大部分都唔係親身喺教會呢個建築物入面，但係都希望聖靈可以將我哋聯繫埋一齊。
Now, it's been more than 2 years since we entered the pandemic, and based on what's happening around us, we're still facing various challenges through these unique and strange situations, something that we've never experienced before in the past.
我哋進入呢個疫症已經有超過2年嘅時間。根據而家我哋見到嘅情況，我哋仍然係面對好多好獨特同埋一啲好奇怪嘅挑戰。
See, many people are still having some social difficulties. Some go through financial difficulties. Some with emotional difficulties. Some of them are just having physical difficulties, and some people are having some serious spiritual difficulties.
各人在这个疫症期间都有各类型的挑战，包括是在社交上、在社会上、财政上、人际上、情绪、身体，甚至是灵性上的挑战。
We're surrounded by many pains, difficulties, and uncertainty.
我们身边有很多的痛苦，有很多困难和不稳定的地方。
And it took us to a point where we're losing our joy that we once had.In our hearts,
我哋亦都嚟到一点系我哋开始失去咗我哋以前曾经有嘅嗰个喜乐。
Not simply because of the pandemic, but it's harder for us to find joy these days, the true joy in our lives.
我哋越嚟越难揾到喺我哋生命上一个真正嘅喜乐。
So the question this afternoon is, how should we respond as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ? How can we respond to this?Time.
我们今天需要问的问题是，我们作为基督徒，我们究竟在这个时候，作为一个跟随耶稣基督的人，我们怎样找到喜乐呢？
And that's a question I want the word of God for us to answer today.
我们希望神的话语能够在今天给到答案我们。
And the answer to that question is simply, and I'm just going to say right off the bat as we begin, and it's to rejoice in the Lord always.
而今天的答案很简单，就是靠主常常喜乐。
Paul, in today's scripture, he's exhorting us and he's encouraging us to do what we should do as Christians, as we're reminded that Christians have this true joy that has been given to us from God.
保罗在今天的经文里面劝告我们和鼓励我们要做我们基督徒应该做的事情，就是要提醒我们每一位要好好地享受这个已经给了我们的这一份真的喜乐。
And that we're not supposed to go around living our lives just being angry and just bitter. But as Christians, Paul says that we must have this joy in the Lord.
我哋唔應該係帶住一個憤怒同埋憤恨嚟到去過我哋嘅生活，而作為基督徒提醒我哋，我哋要有享受呢一份從基督而嚟嘅嗰份喜樂。
So if we can read Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, it says this: Rejoice in the Lord always. And then Paul he says, I will say it again, rejoice.
保罗喺腓立比书四章四节嗰度讲话：你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know about you, but when I was reading this verse, I wasn't too sure whether I was able to do that or not.
我不知道大家的反应是怎样，但是在我而言，我看这个经文的时候，我不知道自己是不是真的有能力找到这个真的喜乐。
Rejoicing in the Lord always.
我不知道我是不是真的可以时时刻刻都在主里面找到喜乐。
You know, I thought to myself, there must be some kind of hidden message behind this.There must be some kind of hidden meaning behind this, just because it's so impossible. It seems so impossible for me to be able to be in the joy.
我一路睇嘅时候，我一路喺度谂，呢度系一定有一啲隐含嘅意味喺度嘅，因为喺而家咁样嘅世代，系真系冇可能系每一刻都可以喺主里面揾到喜乐。
Especially when we're going through a global pandemic right now.
特别系我哋而家喺呢个疫症嘅期间。
So what I did was I went into the context, I studied the original Greek language, and this is what I found.
所以我就睇翻呢個嘅原文，睇翻呢一個嘅希臘原文，跟住咧，以下就係我揾到嘅嗰個答案啦。
The original word in Greek for rejoice is kairo, and what this word means is to rejoice.
呢一個嘅希臘文嘅原文嗰個嘅字根係 kairo， 而佢嗰個嘅意思就係喜樂。
And the original word for always is pantote. And what it means is always or at all times.
而常常的那个的希腊字那个的字根就是 pantote， 这个的意思就是说经常总是和时常的。
So based on the context and the word study, what Paul is actually saying to us is rejoice in the Lord always.
而根據呢一個嘅經文嘅意思，保羅喺呢度想講嘅就係話俾我哋聽，要靠主常常喜樂。
And I thought this was amazing, not only because there's no hidden meaning behind this, but then the fact that Paul was just being straightforward. He was being, you know, he meant it when he really said, "Rejoice in the Lord always" to the Philippians church.
而呢一度我覺得好奇妙嘅，因為保羅喺呢度完全冇其他嘅意思，而佢亦都係直截了當咁樣話俾大家聽，要靠主常常喜樂。而呢一個正正就係佢當時對腓立比教會所講嘅信息。
And he's not only telling this to those people in 2,000 years ago, but he's also telling us today to rejoice in the Lord always.
佢唔單止向住二千年前嘅基督徒咁樣講，佢亦都向住今日嘅我哋話要靠主常常喜樂。
In this passage, Paul encourages the church to keep striving toward the prize of God's great calling in Jesus Christ.
而保罗喺呢一个嘅经文入面，亦都继续嚟到去鼓励教会，要继续向住标杆直跑，要得到神喺基督耶稣里从上面召我来得嘅奖赏。
Paul here is overjoyed because of their initial faithfulness to his ministry to God and their continued faithfulness to him.
而保罗亦都系对于呢个嘅呢个嘅对神同埋大家对神嘅嗰个忠心同埋大家对佢嘅嗰个信心都觉得好有喜乐。
And so Paul he continues to encourage them and exhort them to rejoice in the Lord always.
因此保罗喺呢度继续鼓励佢哋同埋劝告佢哋要继续要喜乐。
Now of course at that time the Philippians have shown great perseverance.
而當時腓立比教會喺嗰陣時展示咗佢哋堅持不懈嘅嗰個精神。
They've been troubled, they've been persecuted. They were not just living the happy life that they were living. But Paul, he continues to say, continue to rejoice in the Lord always.
佢哋唔單止面對困難，亦都係面對起訴審判，亦都唔能夠過佢哋本來好開心咁樣過嘅日子。但係呢一度保羅繼續要提醒佢哋要靠主常常喜樂。
Now there are a few reasons why the Philippians might have been discontent, unhappy in their church.
而在这里有几个原因为什么腓立比教会那里的人会有一些不满。
There's not a substantial that Paul specifically mentions and writes about like he does in some of his other letters, but we can speculate that there were some problems.
虽然保罗在这里没有好像其他书卷那样很大篇幅地讲他们有什么问题，但我们在字里行间里面我们都见得到那个问题所在。
There might have been a dispute among the church about whether they want to continue to support Paul or not.
他们可能在这里争拗着那些教会是不是应该继续来到去支持保罗呢？
There could have been a dispute among the leadership, and we know that there were some kind of dispute between two women in leadership.
他们可能对于那个领导那方面有一些争拗，我们都知道他们是争拗着是不是应该是有两个女人在那个领导里面来到去争拗。
There could have been false teachers preaching the false gospel within the Philippians church.
在这个腓立比教会当中也有假教师来到去传讲假的福音。
Whatever the issues and whatever the problems might have been, Paul, he prays for them and he exhorts them. He says to remember that humbleness of Christ, to have that humbleness and to rejoice in the Lord always.
不论那个问题在哪里，保罗都继续为他们来到去祈祷和劝告他们。他说要记住这个基督的那个谦卑，和 要有那个谦卑来到去继续在主里面来到常常喜乐。
When we look at Paul's life, when he was actually wrote these words, he's not just saying it to say a good word.
我们看回保罗的一生，他写这些这样的说话，他不是只是讲好说话那么简单。
We remember that Paul, in his circumstance, he was actually suffering. He was persecuted, threatened, and he was even beaten, beaten so badly that sometimes people thought he was dead.
我们记得保罗在他的处境当中，他是一路都是面对很多的受苦的，他是受到起诉、囚禁、受到恐吓，甚至是受到毒打，很多人都以为他，甚至可能以为他已经死了。
He was also imprisoned. He was falsely accused. All these things happened to Paul, and yet he continues to tell them.To rejoice in the Lord always.
他也试过坐监，受到诬告，但是这些都是虽然这些事情都是发生在保罗身上，但他仍然都是告诉他们听，是要靠主常常喜乐。
What Paul is saying is that we don't rejoice in our circumstances because of our circumstances. We don't rejoice in our possessions or what we have. We don't rejoice because of our feelings, because of what we are feeling.
在保罗在这里是提醒我们，我们不是靠着我们的际遇而去喜乐，我们也不是因为我们拥有些什么来到去喜乐，我们也不是因为我们的感觉而去喜乐，是在保罗在这里说的，我们的喜乐是不论是我们的遭遇是什么东
西。What Paul is saying is that we rejoice despite our circumstances. We're able to rejoice despite our possessions or lack of.We're able to rejoice despite our feelings because we're not rejoicing in these things. But if we look at what it says carefully today, he says, we rejoice not in these things, but we rejoice in the Lord always.
保罗在这里说我们是不论遇到什么情况，我们都要好好地来到去喜乐，我们都要不论我们拥有什么都要喜乐，而且我们不论我们的感受是什么，我们都要继续来到去喜乐，因为他提醒我们我们不是靠这些东西来到去喜乐，而是要靠主常常喜乐，还要是经常所有时候都要这样喜乐。
As Christians, our true joy comes from our God, when we truly understand what He has done for us.
作为基督徒，我们真正的喜乐，我们是明白主为我们做过什么。
What Paul here is saying is that rejoice exceedingly, you Christians, because you all know what the Lord has done for you.
保罗在这里是说，我们的喜乐是超越了一切的，因为我们都知道主为我们做过什么。
And we all know what the Lord has done for us, don't we?
而我们都知道主为我们做过什么嘛，是吧？
So truly, the Lord's salvation is the true source of our joy.
所以在这里，主的救赎是我们喜乐的真正泉源。
We're able to rejoice in our lives, regardless of what we're going through.
我们不论我们的处境是什么，我们都能够有这份喜乐在这里。
We're able to rejoice because of the Lord's salvation.
我哋都因为主嘅救赎而可以喜乐。
When we decide to take joy in something else, these things that we find joy temporarily, they actually take away our joy.
当我哋当我哋决定我哋嘅喜乐嘅泉源系来自其他嘢嘅时候，我哋就会知道呢一啲嘅喜乐其实系好短暂嘅，因为呢一啲嘅事情系会将我哋真正嘅喜乐攞走咗。
Because they fade away and they will fail us, and eventually we'll have no more joy in us.
因为呢一啲嘢都系短暂，都系会失去嘅。嗰啲嘢冇咗，我哋就会冇咗喜乐噶啦。
The only joy that is everlasting, that is true.It's a joy that the Lord gives us through His salvation.
而真正嘅喜乐系长久长远嘅，亦都系真嘅，因为呢一个嘅主系透过呢个份嘅救赎嚟俾喜乐我哋。
In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah describes the fall and redemption of God's people.
喺以赛亚书入面，以赛亚先知形容到呢一个嘅人点样系神嘅人点样去点样去堕落，跟住又点样系受到救赎。
And God through Isaiah talks about the fall because of their disobedience and their wickedness.
而神透过以赛亚先知讲到人都系因为呢个嘅唔顺从同埋因为恶道而堕落。
The Israelites have done all sorts of wicked, all that sinful, wrong things towards God.
而当时的以色列人，他们做尽所有的恶毒的事情，做尽很多的邪恶的事情，还有做对着神做了很多错的事。
And so he points out to a day will they become captives, that they will be punished for their sins. A lot of them will be dying. He points out all these things.
因此他就指出是这些人是会被掳的，他们是会因为他们的罪恶而受到惩罚，也都他们很多人都会面对死亡，他也都 讲了这些这样的论点出来。
But then he says that he will fulfill his covenant through Emmanuel.
但是神也都讲到他是会透过这个以马内利来到去完成这个应许。
The righteous branch that will come to restore and save them.
这个公义是 会完全的，是会修复来到，也都会拯救他们的。
And then God says that the people who know this righteous branch, who have been saved by Emmanuel, they will proclaim this. And this is written in Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 to 6.
这个神也都说人是知道这个的公义是会他们是会因为这个以马内利来到去获得拯救。
It says, Surely God is my salvation. I will trust.And not be afraid. The Lord Himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day, you will say, Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim His name. Make known among the nations what He has done, and proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for your joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you.Now, this is the confession.
这个是一个的认罪来的。
God says that those who know Emmanuel, who have been saved by him,
神在这里说，哪个是认识以马内利的，都会受到拯救。
This is what they'll confess.
这个就是他们即将要承认的事情。
This is what they will proclaim, that they will rejoice in the Lord. They will sing and shout, they will proclaim his name throughout the world and to all the nations.
他们将会很有喜乐地来到去颂赞和宣扬这个的他的名，直接去到万国万邦。
We who were once all lost.
我们都曾经是失丧的。
We who were all once hopeless.
我们都曾经是绝望的。
We once didn't have a savior.
我们都曾经没有这个救主的。
Now we have a savior.
我们现在有这个救主了。
We have been saved.
我们已经得到拯救。
And so we say, the Lord is my salvation. He's my help in times of need. He's my strength and my song.
所以在这里神说的，他是我们的救主，他是我们的帮助，他是我们的力量，也都是我们的也都令到我们不致害怕。
So I will be not turning away. I will not be afraid. But instead, I will rejoice because he has saved me.
因此我是不会去了离开主，我们是会因为主的救赎而继续有喜乐。
All of us, just like Israelites, we must confess and proclaim as they did.
当我们其实我们都应该要好像以色列人一样，我们要是认罪和要来到去宣扬神所做的事。
Because we don't find comfort in ourselves. We don't find comfort in other things, but we find comfort in our Lord and the strength that He has given us.
因为我们的安稳不是在我们自己来的，也都 不能够在第二度找到的。我们要是在主里面来到找到这个的安稳，也都是要透过祂来到给力量我们。
Paul reminds us that through Jesus Christ, when we put our trust in Him, regardless of what we're going through, we're able to give thanks.Sing, shout, and proclaim the name of the Lord and rejoice in Him.
保罗提醒我们，透过耶稣，我们要信靠祂，不论我们遇到的情况是什么，我们都要感恩，我们要颂唱，我们要是宣扬这个主的名，以及为祂来到欢呼。
And so going back to Philippians chapter 4, Paul says, when we rejoice in the Lord always, when we understand this true joy that we have been given,There are at least two things that will happen in our lives.
所以翻翻去腓立比书第四章嗰度，保罗话我哋要系常常靠主喜乐，因为我哋明白呢一个真正嘅喜乐系赐咗俾我哋。而以下咧系有两至少有两件事情咧系会喺我哋身上嚟到发生噶。
Number one in verse 5a, let your gentleness be known to everyone. What does this mean?
首先第一件事就是在第五节那里讲，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，意思是什么呢？
Gentleness in the Greek is, it's called epieikia, and it means patience, softness, reasonable, fair, kindness.
这个的谦让在希腊文的是叫做 epieikia, 它的意思是要有忍耐，有温柔，有这个的理由，也都是公平和有良善的。
And this is what Strong's Concordance says. It says equitable, gentle in the sense of truly fair by relaxing overly strict standard in order to keep the spirit of the law.
在这个的史特朗经文汇编那里讲到，这个是关于公平，这个的谦让呢其实是一个真正的一个的公平公义，透过来到去来到去解释这个的这个意思，来到去保持这个的法律的精神。
In other words, this doesn't mean to take justice, God's justice, into our own hands, but rather we're gentle towards others.
而在这里呢，我们是要放宽对他人过于严格的标准要求。
Even towards those who might have done something wrong to us,made a mistake or offended us in some way.
可能会有一些情况之下，有一些人他们对我们做一些是冒犯的事情。
It means that we're patient in every situation, trusting in the Lord's timing, trusting that the Lord knows what he's doing.
但我们要明白，我们要在任何情况之下都要有这个的忍耐，因为我们知道主是有他的时间，我们要相信主祂会做祂会做的事情。
Gentleness means that we will be content.
谦让代表我们是会有满足。
We will be joyful no matter what our lives look like, that we will find joy in the Lord.
祂会不论任何的情况之下都会给到喜乐我们，我们都会在主里面来到找到喜乐。
And this gentleness is presented to us by Paul in Philippians chapter 2, where Paul reminds the Christians about Jesus' humility.
而保罗在这个腓立比书第二章里面都是提醒我们谦让是什么东西。他说基督徒是他都提醒了基督徒耶稣的那个谦卑。
He says, remember Jesus was a king of kings, but came down to become a servant.
他提醒我们耶稣他本来是万王之王，但他来到这个世上来到做众人的这个服侍的那个样式。
Remember Jesus, who was a king of heaven, and yet he came down in the form of human.
他本来是耶稣本来是这个的天国的王，但他来到这里，他取了人的样式，成为我们的奴仆。
Why? Why did he do all these things?
點解佢要做咁多嘢咧
？Because he loves us. He did it for us to save us.
因為佢愛我哋，所以佢拯救我哋。
And then Paul tells the Christians, he says, "So then, count others more significant than yourselves."
所以保罗喺呢一度提醒基督徒，要各人要看别人比自己强。
What Paul is saying is that when you rejoice in the Lord always, one of the results is that you will start to think of others even above yourself.
即系呢度保罗提醒大家，当你喺主里面常常喜乐嘅时候，其中一个嘅出嚟嘅结果咧，就系你会开始看别人比自己强。
You will love others. You will pray for others. You will support and help others even above yourself.
你会爱其他人，你会为其他人嚟到祈祷，你会系支持、支援，甚至系帮人哋多过帮自己。
And this is the fundamental Christian behavior that results in rejoicing in the Lord always.
而呢一个正正就系基督徒嗰个嘅行为所做嘅嘢嘅嗰个嘅基本，就系喺靠主里面常常喜乐。
Because we have the joy of the Lord's salvation.
因为我们有主的救赎的那份喜乐。
When you have the Lord's salvation, even when someone does something wrong to you, offend you in some way, you don't fight back at them, you don't become bitter at them, you don't become angry.
当我们知道有主的那份救赎的时候，当有人对我们做一些错事，冒犯了我们的时候，我们是不会还击的，我们是不会觉得好嬲嘅，我哋系唔会有带住愤恨嘅。
Because you know what the Lord has done for you.
因为你知道神为你做咗啲乜嘢。
You know how much mercy and grace that God has extended for you.
你知道神为你带嚟咗几多嘅恩典。
And so Paul says, when you rejoice in the Lord, then you will count others even above yourself.
所以保罗喺呢度话，当你系常常靠主喜乐嘅时候，你会看别人比自己强。
Secondly, when you rejoice in the Lord, 5b, verse 6, it says, The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Paul, he comforts the Christians by letting them know that even if they go through persecution, even if they're offended, no matter what happens in their lives, whether they have much or little, the Lord knows, and that He is near. The Lord is coming.
第二點咧，保羅喺呢個第五節同埋第六節嗰度提醒大家，我哋靠主常常喜樂。佢喺呢度安慰基督徒話俾佢哋聽，雖然佢哋係經歷緊呢個嘅審判，佢哋經歷緊好多嘅冒犯，亦都係不論佢哋嘅生活嘅遭遇係乜嘢嘢，不論佢哋有幾多嘅財富或者係冇都好，佢哋主都係知道嘅，而主亦都係好近，因為主已經翻緊嚟啦。
And that's where we're putting our hope in, that the Lord will come with His justice and His righteousness.
我哋系因为主嘅嗰份嘅公义，所以我哋有呢个嘅希望。
In Isaiah, when the Israelites were going through all the turmoils, all the chaos, and all the captivities, all these things, the Lord reminds them that justice is not their things to handle and deal with.
以賽亞書嗰度佢提醒呢個以色列人，不論佢哋係面對啲乜嘢嘅動盪同埋混亂都好，不論佢哋係預見到呢個嘅俘虜或者係其他嘢，主都係提醒佢哋呢個嘅公義係唔係佢哋嚟到自己面對嘅，因為主係會再來，主係會親自嘅嚟到伸張佢嘅公義。
But that the Lord will come and the Lord will execute.His justice and His righteousness.
主是会亲自来的伸张他的公义。
So those of us who are rejoicing in the Lord always, we find hope in that.
当我们靠主常常喜乐的时候，我们就会找到盼望。
No matter what's happening in the world, no matter what's happening in our lives, we're able to rejoice in the Lord because we trust in Him and we put our hope in Him.
不论呢个世界上面发生啲乜嘢事，不论我哋嘅生活遇到啲乜嘢嘅问题，我哋都会靠主常常喜乐，因为我哋相信佢，同埋我哋嘅希望都系放喺神身上。
So then we're able to serve God, we're able to serve others, we're able to love others because of the Lord, His joy that He has given to us.
我哋因此而能够可以侍奉神，我哋可以服侍大家，我哋可以互相咁样嚟到去相爱，因为呢个嘅从主而嚟嘅嗰份喜乐。
And we don't just do this just to do it out of a dry heart, but we're motivated by this joy that the Lord gives us.
我哋做呢啲嘢唔係透過一個乾渴嘅心嚟到去做嘅，而係我哋嘅動力嘅來源就係呢個嘅主嚟嘅嗰個喜樂，亦都係主透過神透過基督俾我哋嘅呢一份喜樂。
When we feel burned out, when we struggle in our lives with whatever it may be, it could be depression or failure or even disease, we remember the one who saved us.
不论我哋系觉得系好疲倦乏力，我哋喺我哋嘅生活入面遇到好多嘅困难，或者系任何嘅情况，可能系抑郁，可能系一个失败，甚至系疾病，我哋都要记得边一个拯救我哋。
We remember the one righteousness one who came down and cleansed all of us of our unrighteousness.
我们记得哪一个是来到世上，哪一个将我们从这个的罪恶救出来。
We gain strength, just as God speaks through Isaiah. He says that the Lord will be my strength.
我们透过神，透过以赛亚先知给我们的力量来到得力，他说主是我的力量。
When we rejoice in the Lord is our strength. We're able to do all things because of him.
我们能够在主里面来到喜乐，因为主是我们的力量，我们也都是因为祂而可以做这些事。
When we think about what the Lord has done for us, how he saved us, how sinful we were. I mean, when I think back to myself, how sinful I was, what I was, who I was, what I did, how he saved me. When we think about things, how can we be disgruntled?
当我哋谂翻神主为我哋做过嘅乜嘢嘢，佢点样去拯救我哋，点样去救赎我哋，谂翻我哋以前做过嘅嘢，我哋以前系乜嘢人，我系谂翻晒呢啲嘢嘅时候，我哋有啲乜嘢值得去不满呢
？How can we go in our lives complaining about everything? How can we be angry and bitter in our lives when we know what the Lord has done for us?
当我们知道主为我们做过什么的时候，我们还有什么值得去投诉，有什么值得去愤恨呢？
How he has saved us, being dead to our sin, to now having eternal life with him.
他怎样去将我们从永远的死亡当中来去救出来，给这个的，跟他一起有这个永生。
Over the past few weeks, the workload,that I had with ministry, school, and just personal issues that I had to deal with was just so overwhelming and challenging.
在过去几个礼拜，我都是因为学业、好多嘅侍奉同埋我啲个人嘅事务，我都觉得好受到好大嘅挑战。
There were many days where I just couldn't sleep. If I had the chance to sleep, I probably had slept 2 to 3 hours a day.
我好难瞓觉，好失眠，即使瞓到觉都只能够瞓到两三个钟头。
And a lot of people have shown their concerns.
好多人都表达咗佢哋嘅关注。
Some of them would come up to me and ask, "Are you okay? Like, are you able to handle all these things?"
有啲人走嚟问我有冇问题，我系咪能够处理得晒所有嘅事情咧
？A lot of people have been praying for me, which I'm very thankful for.
亦都有好多人为我嚟到去代求代祷，我亦都相当之感恩。
But what I wanted to say is that I'm not worried, or you shouldn't be either too.
但我想讲嘅系，我冇担心过，而你亦都唔需要担心嘅。
There is a lot of work and burden. Of course, there's a big chunk of workload that I have to do, and it's hard sometimes to manage. It does take a lot of work and time and effort.
当然是面前是有很多的工作，也都需要很大的努力才做得完。
But what the Lord has been teaching me over these past few weeks was to do these with joy.
但是主在过去这几个礼拜教我的就是 我要带着喜乐来做这些工作。
Because this is an honor for me to be able to share the word of God, serving the kids, serving the teens, and it's something that's not burdensome.
因為分享神的話語同埋去服侍細路哥呢一同埋年輕人呢一啲都係一個嘅榮譽榮耀嚟嘅，所以我唔覺得係一個嘅困擾。
Serving the Lord, serving His people, His church, it gives me joy.
能夠喺教會入面嚟到去服侍神嘅子民係俾我有好大嘅喜樂。
Why? Because of the joy that the Lord gives me, because of salvation.
这个就是因为主给我的喜乐，也是因为祂的救赎。
And so when we serve, when we do whatever in our lives, we allow the joy of the salvation to motivate us to do all these things.
当我们侍奉的时候，不论我们做了什么事情，我们都要给这个的，因为这个救赎而带来的喜乐来到去推动我们来做这些事。
Otherwise, we will get burned out. We will start to complain. We will start to become angry.But that's not how we are called to live, Paul says.
否則我們就會很累，我們就會開始投訴，我們就會開始很生氣了。但是保羅提醒我們，我們的生命的呼召並不是這樣的。
Paul says, we're called to live rejoicing in the Lord always.
保羅提醒我們要，我們要時刻靠主來喜樂。
Now, we do have things that we struggle with, and we do have things that we have to deal with within our lives.
我们是有很多困难的，我们都有很多事情问题需要解决。
And Paul says, don't worry.
保罗说不用担心。
Bring those things, bring all those things to the Lord in prayer with thanksgiving and petition.
保罗提醒我们要透过祈祷、祈求和感谢将这些事情带到主面前。
Because he knows. He's the one who started everything. He's the one who saved you.
因为主什么都知道，他就是救赎你的那个。
He's not going to abandon you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forget about you.
他不会抌低，也不会忘记你。
So bring those things to the Lord in prayer. Lay all your burden to him.
因此要，大家需要透过祈祷来到将这些事情告诉主听，等将这些所有的困扰都是带到去主的面前。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. Because that's what we need, and that's all we need, Jesus Christ.
因为主是会保守我们的心意，我们每一个都是需要主耶稣基督这样来帮我们。
And so church, let us rejoice in the Lord always. For it is the Lord who has extended his grace and has loved us.And saved us.
我们因此各位，我们都要提醒我们自己，我们要知道神是怎样去救赎我们，同埋怎样去爱我们。
We all know that it's hard to find joy these days.
我们大家都知道在现在这样的日子很难找到喜乐。
And when we can't find joy in our lives, in our circumstances, when we can't find joy, perhaps with your children or grandchildren, maybe, because they're not listening.
可能现在有大家面对很多的困难，例如你的细路哥或者你的孙，他们不听你的话，你很难在当中有喜乐。
Perhaps with your business, how it's not running like before.
或者你的生意业务已经没有以前那么兴旺。
Let us be reminded of the salvation that the Lord has given to us.
但我们都要记得主的那个救赎和他主怎样给了我们。
Let us be reminded of how we were wretched, how we were lost, how we were dead in our sin.
我们要记得我们以前几咁不堪，我们怎样失丧，我们怎样在我们的罪当中来到活在死的当中。
And through Jesus Christ, God saved us, and He has given us eternal life.
而透过主耶稣基督，神救赎了我们，祂也给了永生我们。
So let it be this joy that motivates us to serve God, to love Him, to serve others, and love others.And even count others more significant than ourselves.
因此我们要给这份的喜乐来推动我们要去侍奉神，来到去爱主，来到去互相来到去服侍，来到互相来到去相爱，也都是要看别人比自己强。
Let it be this joy that gives us patience and endurance during the hard times, just like Paul in his imprisonment, just like the Philippians in their persecution. Let this joy.Drive us to trust in the Lord.
我们要给一份喜乐来到给忍耐和给到耐力给我们要来到去面对一些困难的时刻就好像保罗他怎样面对他的 牢獄之災，亦都係腓立比人點樣去面對佢哋面對嘅嗰個嘅起訴同埋審判。
Let this joy give us comfort and hope and peace and strength in the Lord's salvation.
我哋求主呢一個嘅喜樂嚟到俾到盼望，俾到去喜樂，俾到呢個平安俾我哋。
Let us be a light and a witness of the joy that Christ has given us.
我哋要成為呢一個嘅我哋要見證，我哋要成為呢一個嘅明燈嚟到去見證神呢個嘅喜樂點樣嚟到俾我哋。
And when we find our joy seeming to run dry, let us heed the words of Isaiah and let us remember that there is a well.
當我哋嘅嗰個嘅喜樂嘅源頭開始覺得好似乾涸嘅時候，我哋要透過以賽亞書嘅嗰個嘅話語，我哋要記得呢一度係有一個嘅救恩嘅嗰個泉源。
A well of salvation that never runs dry, and we can dig from that well as much as we want.
呢一個嘅救恩嘅泉源永遠都唔會乾涸嘅，我哋可以一路喺呢一度取之不竭咁樣嚟到取得呢一個我哋需要嘅喜樂。
And from that well of salvation, we will find the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
從這個的救恩的那個泉源那裡，我們可以找到從主來的那份喜樂。
Amen.